Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 384. The Three-Step Process to Achieve All Your Fitness Goals by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, I'm sure New Year's resolutions are on your mind. What's great about this article is Nia's going to share with you her process to achieve your fitness goals. Around this time of year, lots of surveys go around the country. And what we're finding is there tends to be some consistency with regards to what New Year's resolutions people tend to set for themselves. Can you guess what the top two are? One, diet. Two, fitness. So I'm guessing these two things are on your mind. And so the timing of this post is perfect. Now again, today's post is from Nia Shanks, and she has started narrating her own articles, so you can always hear her voice on her newer posts. But for now, here's my narration as we optimize your life. The Three-Step Process to Achieve All Your Fitness Goals by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. No, this is not a joke. You can achieve any of your health and fitness goals by following this simple three-step process. Whether you want to lose fat, get stronger, sculpt some sexy muscle, or just improve your overall health, and anything in between, you can do it by following this three-step process. The three-step process to achieve all of your fitness goals. Warning, what you're about to hear may sound overly simplistic, but that's a good thing. Please listen to the following three steps with an open mind, and then you'll see exactly how you can put this into action so you can achieve your goals. One, keep things as simple as possible by focusing on the few things that will provide the majority of the results. Before explaining this first step, let's examine two words that get incorrectly interchanged. Please forgive this lesson, but this is important. One, simple, plain, basic, or uncomplicated in form, nature, or design, used to emphasize the fundamental and straightforward nature of something. Two, easy, achieved without great effort. Your health and fitness goals can always and should be simple in process, but they may not always be easy to attain. Some effort is mandatory. The important thing, regardless of what your primary goal may be, is to apply the few basic principles that will provide the majority of the results. Doing so means you'll have significantly less stress and fitness anxiety that many diets and grueling workout programs can cause. Sure, it will take effort on your part, but it can be a simple process. To bring this to life, let's say you want to lose fat. I'm not saying you should, this is just an example. Let's take a look at two different approaches to fat loss. Approach one, here's a list of to-dos you may find in a typical fitness article about how to lose fat. Eat every 3 to 4 hours. Don't eat carbs and fat in the same meals. Drink 8 glasses of water every day. Eat about 12 calories per pound of body weight. Eat 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Eat your largest meal after strength training. Include a vegetable in every meal and snack. Make sure there's at least 12 hours between your last meal of the day and first meal of the following day. Lift weights 3 times per week. Keep rest periods between sets and exercises to a minimum. Keep your heart rate around 120 beats per minute. Do cardio 3 to 5 times per week on an empty stomach. And there could easily be more. Please note, I'm not saying you should do those things. I'm just using that information for the sake of the example. Approach 2. Here's the simplified approach to losing fat. Focus on eating real, whole foods you enjoy. Eat when you're hungry. Stop eating when satisfied. Strength train 3 days per week. Improve your performance gradually when possible. Move more, preferably in a fun way. Now, which approach would you be able to apply consistently over the long term? Approach two, of course, because you'll only be focusing on the few things that produce the majority of the results. That's not to say that's all you'll ever have to do. After about 8 weeks, you may need to reevaluate and then change or tweak a couple of things. But even then, you should still focus on the few things that will provide the best results from your efforts. When in doubt, simplify your routine as much as possible so you're only focusing on the few things that matter most. You can do this whether you want to lose fat, get stronger, sculpt some muscle, or just improve your overall health. Keep it simple, period. Now on to number two in the three-step process to achieve all your fitness goals. Number two, be consistent. Doing things for 1 week and even 1 month, despite what many TV and internet ads may claim, just isn't going to work. Real results, long-lasting results, come with consistency. Sure, you can make tremendous progress in only 8 to 12 weeks, but when you do these things, like strength train and eat well, consistently for the long term, then the results just keep compounding. I'm still surprised at some of the changes that have occurred with my body after 14 years of strength training. Granted, after you train for longer periods of time, the results may be less noticeable, but they add up nonetheless. Your body will likely keep changing for months and even years from progressive strength training. And by keeping things simple, as explained in number one, you're setting yourself up for success because you'll be able to do those things long term. Consistency is key, and that's why it's important to keep things simple so you can enjoy what you're doing. You should be in this for the long haul, not a quick fix. That brings us to number three, be patient. We've addressed the many problems with rapid fat loss approaches. Patience, however challenging it may be, is mandatory. While we all want immediate results for our hard work, it would serve us well to slow down and enjoy the journey. Instead of thinking exclusively about the future when we'll achieve noticeable body-transforming results, we need to practice patience. Enjoy today. Enjoy the meals you eat. Enjoy your workouts. Look at the progress you've already made to this point. Be proud that you're stronger than last week. Don't obsess over future results you'll attain and make it a priority to enjoy the process. Turn knowing into doing. There's a chance you listened to those three steps and mumbled to yourself, "Ugh, I already know that." You may feel disappointment that there wasn't any more additional information. But more often than not, knowing what to do isn't the problem. The problem is taking action on the things you already know. It's not about some undiscovered miracle that's been hidden up until now. You already know everything you need to know to achieve and maintain the results you want. So if you're not satisfied with your current regimen or you're ready to simplify everything, then there's no better time than now. Determine your goal and start applying the three-step process I just mentioned, and you'll do incredibly well. Keep it simple, be consistent with your efforts, practice patience, and you will achieve your goals. You just listened to the post titled, "The Three-Step Process to Achieve All Your Fitness Goals," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I first visit with a patient or a client, one of the things I'll often tell them is, I'm not going to tell you anything earth-shattering. There's likely nothing I'm going to say to you in this visit that's going to be really all that surprising to you. You can see the disappointment on their face when I say this. But I quickly follow that up with something like, but it's really not about that, is it? You know exactly what you need to do. It's doing it. That's the problem for you, isn't it? And that's when you see their face change. They light up a little bit because it's somehow, in some way, I've read their minds. Most people do not need to be told they need to exercise more, or they need to eat more fruits and vegetables, or they need to eat more whole grains and cut back on the sweets and the processed foods. People already know this. What they come to me for is validation. They come to me to help support them, to have someone tell them that what they're doing is good. They often need someone to stay accountable to, and I can serve as that person. That's perfectly fine by me. But more than that, where my expertise really comes into play is helping take all of that knowledge, the stuff they know they need to be doing, and translate that into a plan of action. So Nia is absolutely right in her post that really it's not about what you know. You already know what you need to be doing. It's about getting yourself to do those things. And sometimes we just need to get started. And so what I love about her plan is simplicity will breed action. When plans are too complicated, it's going to discourage folks. But if something sounds simple, it's like, oh, I could do that. And you're sure this is going to help me achieve results? Well, maybe not right away, but stick with me. Let me be your guide. We're going to do this process together, and I'll show you. It will work. That sounds so much more appealing. And so I love this simplicity approach because people respond to that very, very well. And it's often enough to get that momentum, to get that motivation to just start. And taking that first step is often the toughest part of this process. And now, before I go, if you want to meet some like-minded people who are also looking to keep things simple and take all that knowledge and put it into action and participate in bonus book giveaways and a lot more, come join our Facebook group. You could search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook to find it. And from there, you can request access. Or you can always use the shortcut link, which is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. All right, that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. Thank you in advance for sending in your questions. So definitely come back for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.